Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Ahora quisiera hacer una declaración en nombre del Movimiento de Países No Alineados y otros estados parte de la convención. The group of NAM and other state parties to the BWC attaches great importance to the issue of international cooperation as the first priority of the group. We continue to believe that there is a need for an effective mechanism to ensure the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. In this regard, the group submitted at the Aid Review Conference a working paper on the institutional mechanism for international cooperation and compliance for the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 contained in document BWC/conference 8/working paper 23, then on working paper on 2018, number 5, and recently working paper number 3 in this meeting. The enhancement of international cooperation for the use of biological agents for peaceful purposes is an essential part of compliance with the convention and is crucial for the realization of the purpose and objective of the convention. NAM and other state parties to the BWC strongly believe that due to the high importance of the Article 10 as one of the main pillars of the BWC, deliberation on the status of Article 10 should regularly be on the agenda of intersessional meetings. They emphasize that a state party to the convention should have the right to seek the redress and settle dispute with regard to the implementation of Article 10 through institutionalized measures if it is denied receiving equipment, materials for peaceful application of biology and biotechnology by another state party. The group emphasized the importance of overcoming sustained challenge and obstacle to the international cooperation and assistance and exchange in the biological science and technology. In this regard, one of the main challenges for full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 is the existence of unjustified restrictions and/or limitations, including political motivated ones, imposed against state parties consistent with the provisions of the Convention. To this end, the challenge, obstacles, and specific measures should be identified to ensure that national implementation of the Convention are taken in full conformity with the obligation under Article 10. Any export control measures adopted at the national level should be in full conformity with the Convention obligations and create an environment conducive to ensure the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation for all provisions of the Convention and should not in any way adversely affect the rights and obligations of the state parties under the Convention. Non-proliferation efforts to maintain export control are the best addressed through multilaterally non-discriminatory negotiated guidelines to preserve the integrity and the delicate balance that exists in the Convention. It is crucial to note that the Convention has established a system with equal rights and obligation based on the principle of equal treatment of all state parties. Therefore, national implementation measures should not create undue restrictions and/or limitations among the state parties that will hinder the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. There should not be hindrances to peaceful activities such as vaccine development, which are important for developing countries, for meeting their public health needs. There is a need for equitable benefits from international cooperation in this area, keeping in mind the need for ensuring appropriate and affordable support for developing countries. We also are of the view that developing countries need to meet their needs for cost-effective, affordable, and quality-assured medicines and vaccines, including through provisions such as compulsory license and/or price controls. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.